wanna blackmail my soul. Ain't nobody gonna put my heart on parole. Yeah, no alibis, no compromise. God gave me this life and I'm gonna take control. Telling me who I am.
Tell me who I am.
Well, that somebody, bless their heart, don't understand. That my frequency is in harmony. It's all part of a bigger plan. I got nothing to prove. Nothing to lose.
Personally feel most in your element when you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Probably performing on a stage. I think when I'm in a studio recording, I second guess myself sometimes, or I get insecure, oddly enough, because I want it to be perfect the first time when I'm like doing a vocal or something. Writing, sometimes writes are great, sometimes they're... And I love writing. I think when you get to the end of the song, it feels fantastic. Sometimes in the middle, it could be frustrating. But performing live is probably where I feel the most myself and at home, just because it's there's an adrenaline rush that happens. And I love the fact that you kind of get one shot, and so you just have to be present. There's no choice but to be present in that moment because you can't redo it. And I always feel like there's just something exciting and rewarding about that.
You've performed so many shows across North America, including at CMA Fest and the famed Bluebird Cafe. You've opened for Carrie Underwood, Johnny Lang, Josh Turner, and Diamond Rio, among others. Can you tell me about one show in particular that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Two memorable shows. One was I got to perform in Times Square, New York City, which was really cool, mostly because, you know, they got all the, the billboards, but they're electronic, right? The screens that all change. And we were playing this little theater. It was called the Best Buy Theater at the time. Now it's the PlayStation Theater. But it was just crazy because I'm going to play the show, and I was staying at a hotel downtown, and, like, my face and my name was, like, underneath Josh Turner's name and face in Times Square. And like, that was just kind of a very surreal moment. Like, oh my God, like, you know, that's crazy. I don't know. That was a pretty crazy moment for me. And then the other one was I got to open for Brothers Osborne in London, Ontario. And they've kind of been like my new favorite band since John Mayer, in the sense of like, I love their songwriting and their guitar playing. And it's, so I don't usually get nervous to meet people, but I got pretty nervous meeting them. It felt pretty cool.
You're a Canadian Country Music Association Discovery winner. You've been featured by CBC as one of their top 25 artists under 25. You've been signed by William Morris Endeavor Agency, and your music has been recorded by Marie Osmond and the Railers. And your debut EP was released to rave reviews. Which of your musical accomplishments makes you the most proud?
That's a really good question. Out of the ones that you said, I feel like probably just being signed to WME, which is a really massive booking agency. And I think why that feels like a big accomplishment is just because my name goes up among all the other names of artists and bands that are booked by them. And that just feels communicative and nice to be in good company. And I just, you know, because you come from small little town Vernon and you move to Nashville and you want to be a part of the scene, a part of the community. And I feel like that was a cool moment for me.
You've done so remarkably well for such a young woman. What advice would you give to other musicians that are trying to get started?
Honestly, like, take your time discovering who you are and writing songs. And I mean, every year you're going to write new songs if you're a writer that you like more than the ones the year before. And then it's that fine balance of knowing, you know, when's the right time to put something out or when's the right time not to. And then the truth is, at the end of the day, there's really no wrong or right answer. And I feel like people will give you these ideas of like, oh, you know, you got one shot, or don't screw it up, or, you know, whatever. And I just think it's all, you're going to run into so many people that have opinions that don't apply to your life. It's an opinion made based upon something maybe they experienced, but you're going to experience something unique to your life and your career. And so it's always taking everything everyone says with a grain of salt. And then always looking inward to see, what does that actually mean for me? What do I actually feel and want to do right now? So that's probably my advice.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the next few months?
You know, I've just, I was out on the road a lot and slowing down a little bit due to Christmas and winter. And so I'm just getting back to writing, and that feels really great. And hopefully get back in the studio soon, and got some other things we can't exactly talk about, but excited about. And yeah, just a continuation of making and creating is probably what my next little bit looks like.
Do you have a website where we can go to keep track of all of that?
Yeah, so it's just RaquelCole.com, and I keep updated on my touring schedule. And then I'm pretty lively on the Instagram and Facebook as well. So that's where you can find me.
Awesome. I'd like to take us out with your song, I'm a Jean. What can you tell me about that one?
I'm a Jean is a cool song, I think, because it's a weird name, for one. It just kind of catches you off guard. You're like, what is that? And it's just, I think we've all been there where, like, you've been a little jealous of somebody else because they have everything, it seems like. Like, they've got the cool name and the cool clothes, and they just seem to have it all going on. And on top of that, they're dating the boy you're in love with. So it's kind of basically what it's about.
Very relatable song. Raquel, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me. So good to meet you, and great chatting.
I'm a Jean, what a funny name. I guess she's got her dad to blame, but damn, her mama made her beautiful. And even with a name that's strange, she's got everything. Somehow she made being I'm a Jean cool. She's got the right clothes, the right hair, the right shoes. She's got the right boy, yeah boy, she's got you. I imagine I'm